We're joined by Adam DePriest from Pulaski Academy. Adam, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate you guys having me. Well, real quick, I'm actually from Harrison now, but
that's right.
I was at PA for 10 years. So
yeah, but you're bringing the Harrison Goblins down for this 7-on-7 shootout. 20 teams that are going to be playing in it. It's the 9th annual event. It starts tomorrow at 11 a.m. Adam.
Yeah, we're excited. This is the ninth event, so it's just kind of blown by. I can't believe it's been 9 years, but love the coaches that come in and bring their kids, and you know they're all in for the same reason, to come in and get better, and really excited about the guys that keep coming in. You know, the Allen, Texas, and Fayetteville's been every year, Russellville's been every year, and we started coming last year with Harrison, and you know, you just kind of get these guys that sprinkle in, and excited to have Little Rock Christian in this year, Coach Weaver. Bringing those guys, Little Rock Central and Jacksonville, just some teams from around the area. And then, you know, like you said, the team earlier, you were talking about teams from Oklahoma. We're going to have, I believe, 4 from Oklahoma. So I'm just real excited about, you know, having a couple of days of, being able to throw the ball around in the summer.
Afton, Oklahoma, Cashin, Oklahoma, Heritage Hall out of Oklahoma City, and Stigler, Oklahoma, representing the Panhandle State, and then Allen, Texas, a team that some people around Central Arkansas are very familiar with, because you had both Casey and Nathan Dick that played for Allen, and then Jonathan Williams played for Allen.
Yeah, all those guys, they're still loaded. I mean, they won the Texas 5A Division I state championship, which may be the most coveted high school state championship in the nation just last year. And then, I mean, they're not going to be lacking any talent coming in. They've got about 4 or 5 guys that they're bringing that are Division I guys. They've got a middle linebacker that's got an offer from every BCS conference, and from Stanford and Oklahoma, and I mean, it's just everywhere around the country, and just need to see, you know, come and just watch those guys and just see them on that field and get to compete against them and stuff like that. It's just a really neat day of football.
Yeah, and Adam, I wanted to ask you, because you do have some teams from, Texas, other places, how many games are guaranteed? And kind of explain the rules, you know, for some people that don't know that the 7-on-7 football, you know, is it 3 seconds to get rid of the ball? How many possessions, how many quarters do you play, you know, how long is the field? Kind of go over some of the rules also.
Yeah, sure. The games are 25 minutes long.
Is it a continuous clock?
Continuous clock. There's 7 guys on defense, and it's 7-on-7, but you kind of count the center. So, and he's not there, but there's a snapping table, so we're going to say he's one of the 7. And then we got 5 receivers and a quarterback. And you're going to go, basically, there's a first down at the 25, and there's a first down at the 10. You got 3 downs to make a first down or to score a touchdown once you get inside the 10. And then, like you said, it's actually 4 seconds. You take a ball off the tee to start play, and it's 4 seconds. And once that buzzer goes off, you know, is what you call it, a sack. And
yeah.
And basically, scoring's kind of, you know, very similar. You know, I mean, you score at 7 points type thing. But defensively, if you pick the ball, you know, you get 2 points.
So you don't return it. You just, the defense, they get 2 points for an interception.
Right.
And now if a receiver catches the ball, he's running, and he fumbles the ball, can you advance, or is the ball down there?
No, it's just dead right where
right.
he fumbled.
And the quarterback cannot scramble?
No, he can't. Matt, you wouldn't like this.
Oh, I would dominate in that 4 seconds to find a receiver. That's an eternity.
Yeah, it is a long time for those defensive guys.
With no rush, yeah.
It's definitely an offensive game, but it's very good for these kids to get to come out and compete and work on some things and work on your coverages defensively. It's kind of getting to be a big deal. So.
And, Adam, talk about, too, the fact that the top 4 teams will qualify for the 7-on-7U National Championship. that will be held in Washington, D.C., July 19th through the 21st.
Right. There's a it actually used to be the Mel Kiper Jr., and then, you know, 7-on-7 kind of got a bad rap. A couple of years ago, they started outlawing it, you know, for those kind of travel teams, you know, and people just kind of started coming down real hard on it, kind of like AAU basketball, you know, everybody thinks it's all bad and all that. But, that's a completely different animal from what we're talking about. And anyway, so Kiper is all for 7-on-7, but then I think he kind of got pressured to get out of that. But still the same tournament, 7-on-7U. And, you know, there's several teams, you know, national tournament, national championships out there. So, you know, you're never going to have a true one. But they're going to bring in teams from across the country. They're trying to get 32, I believe. And, if you can qualify and go, it's pretty awesome. We got to go and actually won the inaugural event when I was at Pulaski Academy in 2011. And it's just an awesome thing to get to go and experience and see Washington, D.C. and all that stuff. And, it's tough. I mean, to be able to travel and the hotels and get there and all that stuff. So not a lot of teams can do it. But if you can, it's definitely an experience that I thought was well worth it.
Yeah, and is it a one-day deal? And what I was saying was, you know, how many games are guaranteed, and is it double elimination?
Right.
What do you have to do to actually be the champ? Can you lose one game and still end up winning?
Right. The first day is just six games of – there's two pools. You've got 10 teams in a pool. You're going to play six out of the nine other teams. And then we'll just seed you after on Friday night, and come in on Saturday, and it's basically a guaranteed two.
Okay.
You got
your six games, what you're saying, pool play, yeah, and then you get into the tournament. Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Right. And so we actually divide it into two different tournaments. Once you lose, you kind of drop down into a consolation bracket. But, you know, it's a little bit difficult to explain, you know, the way the format is, but it's just a lot of good football. So, you know, just come out. You know, if anybody's interested in seeing what it's about, come out, and it's going to be some very competitive.
Do you have a lot of players playing both ways? You know, because, you know, in high school you will have kids do that. Is there any restrictions on guys playing on the field the whole time? Or how many, you know, for an average team, how many players will they bring to something like this?
Most schools will bring between 20 and 25. I think we've got 23 that we're bringing from Harrison. And, you know, you're going to look and see, you know, some teams may have, you know, 30 or 35 kids. And they're probably just bringing them for the experience of going and kind of a team building type deal. You know, they're not necessarily playing all those kids.
Right.
As far as both ways, I mean, Harrison will have two or three. Pulaski Academy, we hardly had any. It just kind of varies what the coach's philosophy is and that sort of thing. We actually hosted a tournament in Harrison last week, and the team was out of Missouri, brought eight kids, and they dominated until they played Fayetteville in the finals. So, and they're playing. Every one of them's on the field, you know, almost the whole time. So
right.
That was actually pretty impressive to see how the stamina those guys had.
Adam, talk about 7-on-7 and how it helps you as a football coach develop the talent over the summer and get your guys ready for the next football season that comes up.
Well, it's just, you know, a lot of people just say, well, it's not real football. Well, obviously it's not real football. So we understand that. But what we're trying to do is – get a few things accomplished. One, we want to get the mentality that we're going to play hard every play. And we want to play hard and go, and it doesn't matter the score or whatever, we want our kids playing hard. And two, we want to compete. And to us, that's just important because we want them, but we think all that just transfers over onto Friday nights and even in the practices and stuff like that. So, you know, even without the football aspect of it, those two things we think are just vital. But then also, you know, offensively, you're wanting to train your quarterback. You know, you got these guys that you're able to sit there and say, okay, you got 4 seconds, and you're going to make a decision, make a throw, and he's going to get to know his receivers and that sort of thing. You get to evaluate. I mean, we've got a kid that's just come off the basketball court, never played football in his life. Well, if we just go and put pads on him, he's probably not going to look very good, but we're able to kind of bring him along slow and kind of teach him, you know.
Well, you get to read the defense. Yeah, I mean, and you got to explain, too, to people, 7-on-7 is something that you do during practice. You know, it's always not team drill, so you will have 7-on-7. And is there a play clock, you know, and do you teach your quarterbacks and stuff hand signals out there to the receivers?
Yeah, and you'll see, you know, if you come out there, you'll see that, you know, some coaches are on the field, and they're, you know, the offense coach are on the field talking, and you might see some defense guys try and get out there, but we try and get them not to play free safety out there for their guys.
Right.
But they, there's, you know, we're going to say hand signal. So we want them to learn all that stuff, so that it's just something that it's second nature that they understand. And, you know, last year we didn't, because we had a sophomore quarterback. We wanted to kind of,
well, and it helps that you're out there. And Adam, I think we're up against the break. We only have 5 seconds left, but wanted to thank you for coming on today.